The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your guest host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stabmiller today. The date is September 2nd, 2021. Decided to pick up an extra shift this week because I have a special in the studio guest this coming Sunday, a author by the name of Gary Corsair. He is one of two investigative journalists who brought attention to the judicial injustice known as the Groveland Four. I'm going to have him on Sunday. We're going to have at least, I assume, 2 hours discussion. We've got some other stuff we can talk about. But I want to bring this injustice to your attention, and I actually want to tie it into current day judicial injustices. I'm sure we're going to talk about the death of Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol on January 6th, but we're going to tie in this atrocity that happened back in 1949 to current day. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good education day there on Sunday. So you want to tune in to Sunday Off the Beaten Path and catch my guest, Gary Corsair. His book is called Legal Lynching, The Sad Saga of the Groveland Four. It's going to be a fine performance. I actually attended his conference a couple of days ago, talked to him about a half an hour after the show was over, and we have a lot in common. I really like this guy. I think he's got a great story to tell, and some new information that's come forward, and some theories. It'll be interesting. Some theories that he has also that were never really proven, but some theories as of all the four members of the Groveland Four are all deceased now. But some interesting stuff there. I also want to make mention of a couple days ago, I called into Mike Rivero's show, and I gave a little plug for the Gary Corsair interview on Sunday. And I'm appreciative that Mike lets me do that. You know, I mean, I do it for other people too. They call me, say, "Hey, can you give a plug for me?" Sure, not a problem. You know, we're kind of all together. We're team players, and so yeah, not a problem. Mike says, "Great, Steve, no problem." So great. So I give a plug, and immediately after giving that plug for Gary Corsair for Sunday, I start calling into Mike Rivero's show, and I think it was the second call after I'd given the plug, somebody by the name of Robert in Kansas calls in and right off the bat questions my sexual preference, says I'm a liar, and then he goes into some of their rant of something else, and Mike kind of hushes him along. People like this, by the way, my wife and I had a great laugh over that, challenging my sexual orientation. We laughed about that. It was very funny. But when I see people like this, this guy is a troll. He's a weasel. He calls into the talk shows. He tries to stir up trouble between hosts, make a lot of trouble. And you know, the thing is, you can always pick these people out because you know what? He didn't question me on any of my policies, anything I've ever brought to the table, nothing at all. It's going slandery, going nasty, which we know is he's probably a Democrat. He's a libtard. So, Robert in Kansas, you get the Weasel Award. And you're going to be blocked from calling into this show today and to my show on Sunday forever because you're a dweeb. because you can't play nicely. You can't talk about the issues. You have to get slanderous. You have to get nasty. You know, here's a little quote for you. Youth ages, immaturity is outgrown. Ignorance can be educated and drunkenness be sobered, but stupid lasts forever. This one goes out to you, Robert in Kansas. Choke on it. All right, that's out. Strict deadline, August 31st. We made the deadline, did we? Did we really make the deadline? Did we get everybody out? Well, we kind of did. We sort of did. Well, that's good enough for government work, I've always heard. So 123,000 people evacuated from Afghanistan since mid-July. I understand 114,000 in the past 2 weeks, leaving behind an unknown number of people. Americans don't know. Now, I think we're going to be playing that little government game again of tweaking the numbers. Of course, they're going to tweak this one down to make themselves look good. Like, now we didn't really abandon anybody. We didn't leave anybody behind. Well, not too many people behind, just a few. So the old rule of three or four, whatever they give you for a number, multiply it times three or four. In this case, maybe 10, because I think there's a lot more than 200 people left behind. Now, those 200 people, they could be people that say, I have a business here. I want to stay here. I'm a dual citizen. That's fine. Stay. But don't cry later. Don't cry you're being persecuted. Don't cry they're coming after you. You had your chance to leave. You decided not to leave, so you're going to have to gut it out. Figure it out for yourself. We're out of there. We're out. 20 years we've been there. $2.2 trillion. Can you imagine that? Can you put your mind, wrap your mind around that number of $2.2 trillion? What could we have done with $2.2 trillion? Think about that. The infrastructure that seems to be crumbling all around us, our bridges, our roads. Forget the schools. I wouldn't throw any more money at the schools. Why? For their indoctrination, CRT programs? I don't think so. LGBT programs? No. They've wasted what money we've given them, so we can just forget about funding them any longer with their nonsense teaching, indoctrination teaching. So we don't know. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says we took out 6,000 Americans who we evacuated. Good. Congratulations. 6,000. So last flight took off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on the 31st, out by midnight. We left behind a lot of gear. I don't find that strange. I think there's a purpose behind leaving between $85 and $90 billion worth of military hardware. I think there's a purpose behind that. I don't think that was, we'll just leave this stuff. It's a bunch of junk. It doesn't work anymore anyway. We'll leave it behind. I don't think that's the case, the scenario here. I've seen these planes, C-17s, which replaced my plane, the C-5 Galaxy. I was a crew chief on that plane for 4 years in the Air Force, Altus Air Force Base. It's a huge plane. You can actually kneel the plane on the ground, open up the visor, the radome, drive through, and the aft part opens up, and you can drive back out. You could put so much equipment on these C-5 Galaxies, and I think the C-17 is a little bit bigger, so you can actually put probably a little bit more military hardware to take it out of there if you wanted to, but they didn't want to. $85 to $90 billion of military hardware. Weaponry. Why would they do that? Why would they just hand that over to the Taliban? Well, I just have a little theory, because I think they're going to let the Middle East blow up, and they're going to have reason, excuse to go back. But will the American people go for that? I don't know. Maybe they will. I mean, you talked them into COVID pretty damn easy. You talked them into putting damn masks on. You talked them into hand sanitizer. You talked them into social distancing. You told them, stay home. They listened to you. They obeyed you. So I guess pretty much all it's going to take is a couple false flags to scare the hell out of all these people. These sheeple. And they go, yes, go to war, please. You must take revenge on these people. I don't know. A lot of stuff left behind. I said C-5s, C-17s. I think C-5s are still in commission. There's no reason why they couldn't have taken out a good majority of all that equipment. I think they did it purposefully. I think they did it to go back in the future. Well, we got ISIS. We got ISIS-K now. It's a new variant, just like COVID. What's after K? Anybody know? ISIS-K. Where did that come from anyway? I don't know. One day somebody just said, hey, we got a new one. It's ISIS-K now. Really? Why didn't you start on the alphabet higher up? Where does the K come in? I don't understand. But then again, you started off with, you know, the COVID, and then you got COVID Delta. You didn't go Alpha. You didn't go Beta. You didn't go Charlie, Gamma. All military terminology here. You went right to Delta. And you went to Lambda. You jumped way down the line there in the alphabet, and you got to Lambda. Well, I'm not even sure really any of these variants really exist. I really don't. We've been lied to so many times. How do I know it really exists? Well, because they told us. And they're always telling us the truth, right? Yeah. I don't know. Well, we got our first caller here. Let's talk to Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. I was a crew chief at Altus in the 90s on C-17s. I didn't want to take up a lot of your time.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I was there from 1981 to 85, and the C-5s were being all camouflaged. And a couple years later, they were sent everywhere else. The base now has C-17s. But I don't know if the C-5 is still in commission or not. It's a good plane. I liked it.
Yeah, when I was there, I was active duty, and the C-17 was the only airframe that had military maintainers. Everyone else was civilian. And yeah. I just was going to mention that, man. Altus was a cool assignment. I really enjoyed it. And I guess just to contribute to your show before I go, is I think that they left this equipment behind thinking that the Afghan-trained soldiers would use it and keep the Taliban at bay, and that whole thing just fell through. That's what I think.
I don't know. I still think that, you know, Biden says we're not going back ever. We're done, which I don't think Biden is going to make 1 year. I think he's on his way out. I think, of course, they're using this Afghanistan blow up, this whole skirmish there, how it didn't work out so well. They're using it against him. They're actually turning on him like a jackal. I think he'll be out before the year's up, before his first year. And unfortunately, we're doomed with the other side of that coin of having Kamala Harris in there. But I think they left it behind because I think they want to kind of fuel that area. I think that they want that area to blow back up again. And because you remember, Jeremy, that we really don't have much of manufacturing whatsoever, unfortunately. Weaponry, the business of weapons and the business of war is a big moneymaker for some people. And there's a trickle-down effect from that industry, the military-industrial complex. And unfortunately, since we don't manufacture a whole lot, there seems to be that's the only way to make money to stay alive in this country, is to get back into another war or a threat of a war where you can pump up your military and put more money in your military. But at the same time, here you want to kill off your military with this depopulation, with the COVID shots, not vaccines, but shots. So it's interesting. The pieces of the puzzle, they don't quite fit. It's something very funny going on here. But I still believe that, you know, leaving behind $85 to $90 billion was no mistake, no accident. They had plenty of time. They could have, you know, the size of that plane. Those planes are huge. Taking your time, I don't even know how many. Do me a favor. You get a chance. Put it on Google search to find out how many C-17s do we actually own. And I bet the C-5s are still in commission. I think they could pull those out. If they weren't in retirement, they can certainly pull them out. I'm sure they're functional. And if they did a massive airlift to go and pick up this stuff, they could have brought it all back. But they decided not to.
Well, one thing we agree on is they want destabilization in that area. That's why, mysteriously, ISIS variant K shows up. Well, that means more refugees, right? Destabilization.
Yeah. Oh, God. We haven't even talked about it. Think about that. The whole process, first of all, they're doing gun checks on me. If you go buy a handgun, you got to do the 7-day wait. They go through the security checks. They check you out, FBI and everything. And if you're clean, you get your firearm. My God, they ran through this whole security. I don't even think they did a security on these people they brought in. So it makes me wonder, Jeremy, of how many of these 50,000, 70,000 they've brought into the country already, if they have not screened or they've done this, you know, run through the mill screen, and they've already got these refugees all over the country now. They've either flown them here, they've bused them here and there. What's the percentage of, what do you think the percentage would be that maybe there might be some terrorists in that group that might set up some cells and work on destroying this country within the borders of the United States? There's a good chance that could happen, a good chance.
Very strong. Well, I'll look up that CFOP stuff and try to cover it on my show tonight, 9 p.m. Central.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
You got it. All right, somebody went to my old base there. It was really a nothing base, Altus. There's just nothing there. We had to go to Fort Sill to have any kind of fun. The Army guys, they had fun. Air Force, no. But we had cooler uniforms. Okay. Let's go back to the phones here. We got Charlie in Florida. You're on the show.
Let's see. I mistakenly said today that I thought that John was going to cover some more on the Aussies down there and what's going on down there. I know he was waiting on somebody to call for an interview or anything, but I don't know. I was wondering if you could touch on some of that maybe later.
Actually,
in the show or whatever.
I really can't, other than it's a quagmire. I thought we had it bad here. I thought in other countries they had it pretty bad. Australia, down under, I think they're SOL, to be honest with you. They really have no way of defending themselves. This is major, major tyranny, what's going on there. I don't know how they're going to get out of this one here. I mean, other than hitting the streets and civil disobedience, I don't know how Australia is going to, how they're going to survive in this one here. I don't know how they're going to survive. John will cover that, I'm sure, on his show tomorrow. He'll be back on Friday. I'll let him handle that.
Okay.
But my own personal view on the point, there's Australia is doomed, just like South Africa is doomed. Very few firearms there. Of course, no Second Amendment really to speak of. No way to defend yourself from the tyranny itself. So I'll let John address that tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. But I also wanted to comment about the numbers left behind over there. Sure. There's a lady who has a show, Deception Bites, on Rumble. Mm-hmm. And Michelle or something like that is her name. But she says that there were, she's been told that there's as many as 45,000 people left behind over there in and around Kabul that were Americans. And there's also a lady that was is from there. She was one of these child brides. She's famous, but I can't think of her name or anything. But she has said that she believed that also that there was as many as 45,000 Americans there in and around Kabul. So,
well, you know, that's debatable, because, you know, the government has never been very honest with numbers at all. And you could be right. I saw numbers between 10 and 20,000. That was a week ago. Now you're telling me 40, 45,000 from another source. I would not be surprised that there are a lot more people there than 200. They're telling us now, Anthony Blinken is telling us 200 people he thinks are still there, Americans, but it could be more like 100. But then again, remember, if the World Trade Center came down, they initially said 75,000 people died in that building. Well, it was all over. It came down to 3,000 something. And so, you know, they love to play the numbers game, high or low. But whatever direction they go with the number, it's a number that's going to make them look better than they really are. So they're going to downplay the number there that are people left. You could be right. It could be 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 people. And we'll probably find out at some point in time, but there'll be no accountability from the Biden side saying, well, we got the number wrong. You know, they'll probably pull something out of their rear end saying, all our information, our intelligence told us this, we didn't know, and it was an intelligence failure. Charlie, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
And we are back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And before we get back to your calls here, I was just looking over the 20-year war in Afghanistan, also known as Operation Enduring Freedom. Saw an article today. It was very interesting about how are they going to entice young men, women into the military after we see that really the military now are more GI than ever, government issue than ever, you know, mandatory vaccines. You can't opt out of this. Pentagon is pushing for ASAP vaccines, ASAP, mandatory ASAP vaccines for these people. And if they don't comply, get an Article 15, or maybe they'll get a court martial, or maybe they'll get booted out of the military under a dishonorable discharge. Well, if I was in the military at this time, thank God I'm not. I would say, let's stop beating around the bush here. I don't want an Article 15. I don't want to be court-martialed. Just give me the boot. I'll go, because I know how serious and how dangerous this shot is. I don't want any part of it. I'll figure the rest out, but I'm not going to be blackmailed. I'm not going to have this hanging over my head to comply with something I know that is very harmful and very dangerous. So approximately 2.2 million people from Afghanistan have fled into neighboring countries. Another 3.5 million are now there, still probably going to be under control of the Taliban probably want to get out, but they can't. I don't know what's going to happen there. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare that shouldn't have happened. We should have never been there. But then again, we were lied to and brought there to the Middle East under a lot of lies. Thank you, George W. Bush Sr. and George W. Bush Jr. Let's just call him Junior W. He kind of got the ball. Both of them kind of got the ball rolling to get us, you know, bogged down in the Middle East there. And it's a terrible. It's a quagmire. It's a nightmare. And I feel very, very bad what's going to probably come about in the Middle East. And what can you say? What can you do? Like I said, I guess the bottom line is if you had never been there and you'd never disrupted their country and brought on a civil war, then maybe none of this stuff would have ever happened. They would have been living their lives as they would have lived their lives. Sure, they'd had skirmishes here and there between certain sectors, certain groups, but it wouldn't be at the magnitude that we brought it to. And let's face the facts. The Americans, they mucked it up badly. Back to your phone calls. Miles in Maine, you're on the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Elkins.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I called in a little bit after that guy, and I told Rivero, I said, I never heard anything like that by Elkins, but I thought the guy was talking about your guest. Is what it sounded like to me, because, you know, I knew that was bunk if he was saying it about you.
I think he said this because I was bringing attention to an issue. This really is, I did not know about the Groveland 4 until I moved down here, and it's probably a 45-minute drive from me where I am now to Groveland. And I'll tell you, I had no idea this existed, and there was a write-up in the paper, then I saw a documentary on TV. And I did my own research, and I thought, what a travesty of justice. And I've got a lot of questions for Gary. I've asked a few already, but I'll ask him again because I think you guys will learn something from this. But as he mentioned before in the lecture, that the South has many Groveland 4s, not just this one. This one here was major because the representation for the four boys, believe it or not, was the first black Supreme Court justice. Now escaping my escapes.
It's corruption, right, Elkins?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's so much of that going around. We never
Thurgood
hear
Marshall.
About North
Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah,
yeah,
north, south, east, or west. I'm sure there's so much of that we just never hear about. But hey, I solved your equation there about ISIS K.
Oh, yeah, ISIS K. The new variant. Yes.
Easy. It's just like when you go into a place and you pick up something to buy, and it has the U or the K.
Oh, the Circle K?
Yeah, the U or the K. You know, kosher. So.
That's ISIS. Oh, got it. Kosher.
Apparently that's ISIS K.
I don't know.
Anyway, Anyway, we'll be listening Saturday, Steve. I know you're going to have a good show with them. I know you'll ask all the right questions, and it'll be an excellent show. So. I look forward to that Saturday, and good to
Sunday,
have you
Sunday,
on
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday,
well, Sunday, Sunday, excuse me, Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
I'll be looking forward to that Sunday, but it's good to have you on a Thursday filling in.
Yeah,
have
appreciate
a great
it.
Show.
Appreciate being here. Appreciate being here. Thanks for the call. All right, back to the phones here. Laura in Michigan. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Steve.
How are you doing?
Do you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I hear you fine.
I want to be honest with you. I want to be very honest with you.
I expect honesty.
Your show Sunday night.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe you're dredging stuff up from 70 years ago.
There's a reason why.
People.
Did you hear what I said? There's a reason why. I'm actually tying it into what the judicial injustices that we're seeing today. We're going backwards, Laura. We are actually going backwards.
I know, talking about the South.
I know it. Stay on the line.
You're
going to
denigrate
back.
The South? They were trying to get away from that. It sounds like...
just hang on. We'll come back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
And we are back. National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller. Just a quick quote here before we go back to our phone lines to talk to Laura in Michigan, who does not appreciate to be informed and educate herself on what happened 70-something years ago. Yes, the Groveland Four, something
myself?
We should not. Hold on. I'll let you have your 5 seconds there to talk. Hold on. Those who do not learn history are doomed to repeat it. There's a reason why I'm going to have this guest on to talk about the Groveland Four. Do you know anything about the Groveland Four at all, Laura?
No, I don't. I never heard of
it. But you need to. You need to. See, you've just criticized. No, listen to me. You've just criticized something I want to do on Sunday, which a lot of people are going to get some great information about this. And like I said, I'm going to tie it in to what's going on right now. People like Ashley Babbitt getting shot in the face who had no firearm, and the police officer untouched, nothing's going to happen to him. That's just one case. We've got tons of this stuff. Black Lives Matter, George Floyd. There's a reason why I'm bringing this guy on, this author on, to talk about this, because we're going back Laura, we are going backwards as far as the judicial process here. And before you criticize it, do me a favor. Before you criticize it, get off the computer here, get on the computer, and go research the Groveland 4. Read the entire case. See what happened. See what didn't happen. Look at all the evidence that was suppressed. And think about this. What if that was your family member? Yes, I'm dredging up something that's 70 years old, but it's pertinent to today because we have atrocities going on right now. Right now. We're going backwards, Laura. Do me a favor. I'm going to hang up and let you go. But I want you to do me a favor. Educate yourself. Go read the Groveland 4. Don't complain. Just educate yourself. Then you can call me back, and then maybe you'll understand what I'm trying to do here. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. I hate it when somebody calls and criticizes and has not done the homework. I asked her, do you know anything about the Groveland 4? No. But you can criticize. Well, I don't criticize what I don't know, okay? I wouldn't even think of calling into a radio show and criticizing something that I had no knowledge about. Maybe there's a good reason why I'm bringing it in. Maybe you should go read up on the Groveland 4 and see the atrocities and put yourself in the shoes of these families, these young four men that were railroaded. They were lynched. Essentially, they were lynched by the system. And we are going backwards, people. We are going backwards. You notice that Ashley Babbitt's murder, the police officer, not a damn thing happened. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing happens. Got to do something about this. And it's good education. If you don't like it, don't listen to the show. That's fine. But please, educate yourself before you criticize. You may just learn something. You may just come back and say, you know what? That was a great idea. I understand where you were going with that. Good job, Steve. Well, I don't expect that. But the point is, there's a reason why I'm bringing it back up. And please educate yourself before the show on Sunday. Get your questions lined up. Gary is a great speaker. He loves questions. I said, will you stay on for a second hour to talk about questions? I said, yeah, I'd love to. We could go into some different areas. We'll talk about some theories. We'll talk about the current situation, what's going on right now. I would love to. He loves to open those doors. And that's the kind of person we're going to have on Sunday, Gary Corsair. We're going to discuss his book. Back to the phones here. Kelly in Austin, you're on the show.
Hey there, Steve. I look forward to hearing what your guest has to say on Sunday. I didn't know about...
Let me ask you something, Kelly. Kelly, have you ever heard of the Groveland 4?
No, I didn't, and I'm looking forward to learning about them. I grew up in southern Louisiana, I saw a lot of this, not specifically that, in my youth. And I want to point out that the people who are really pushing the segregation and the racism and the lynchings or whatever were all dyed-in-the-wool blue dog Democrats. I get a little irritated now with Democrats who want to claim now that this is all the fault of Republicans. The Republicans are the racist. No, the Republicans have never been the racist. It's always been the Democrats who are the racist. I grew up in it. I saw it. I know what I'm talking about. Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up? I grew up in the Midwest, Indiana.
Okay, yeah. Well,
Indianapolis, actually.
Growing up in the Deep South as I did, I saw a lot of aggressive racism when I was young. Mm-hmm. And again, the people who are behind it were always the staunchest blue dog Democrat. Yeah, they call them yellow dog Democrats.
Right.
They were just unyielding. I remember the sheriffs down there were some of the most corrupt people in the world. You could always count on a sheriff down there to probably head up a lynching somewhere whenever there was a lynching in decades past. I didn't see any of that when I was young, but I heard a lot about it. I heard about it from blacks, and I heard about it from whites who resented that. So I think it's important that people hear this, and I encourage.
Well, it is. It is. And Laura just called back, and she gave a little explanation here. I don't think she's going to mind that I said it, but she called back. She said her father, her dad was murdered by a black man in the 50s, and that's why she feels that way. I kind of maybe can understand some of that. Okay, I'm going to be very sympathetic and say, okay, I understand you were a victim, your family. But this situation here, you'll find out on Sunday, because we're going to go through everything and the evidence, and there really was none, and that's what really bothers me. And plus, Thurgood Marshall was the attorney for the young boys, and he wasn't. Well, sooner or later, he would become the first black Supreme Court justice, but he did not do these boys any justice at all. And we'll talk about that. He really dropped the ball, as far as I'm concerned. But
I was going to tell you, I knew with Thurgood Marshall.
I would speak up about this if these were four white boys. Okay, so mm-hmm. I don't want to put a color onto this, but it was a color crime, hate crime, but that white racist sheriff and a jury and a judge, it was terrible. But if these were four white boys, I would still be talking about this situation, the Groveland Four, if they were four white boys. The loss of life, the lying, the injustice of the system itself that's supposed to be there to protect us was not there. The evidence was thrown out. When you hear the evidence on Sunday, you're just going to say, this is terrible. Yeah, but as he said before, this happened in many areas of the country in the South. This is not just one case. This is the most famous case.
Yeah, it cuts across racial lines. The most recent, think about the Duke Five. The people, the Duke rugby players here are going to be strung out to dry by that damn DA, regardless of the evidence. The people like that are absolutely content with putting innocent people in jail, regardless of their color.
I'm for fair and honesty. I don't care. I don't see color. If I discriminate, Kelly, and I do discriminate, I'll be honest. I do discriminate, but it has nothing to base on color at all. I base my discrimination on behavior. If people don't treat people accordingly with respect, that is a problem I have with them. That's my discrimination. I discriminate against people who are rude, kind of like that guy in Kansas, Robert, who decided to challenge my sexual orientation and make a total fool out of himself, and actually point out he probably is, I get a kick out of these people who point fingers at other people of what they are, but they accuse you of being. So, I guess Robert in Kansas might be a J. Edgar Hoover, all I know, but he's pointing a finger at me at that. We got a good kick out of it. We got a good laugh out of it.
I heard that fool, and I think everybody who was listening that day rolled his eyes. And nobody took that idiot seriously. And Mike set him straight. So,
like I said, criticize my comments, criticize my information when I bring. But he went right off the bat to something different. I'm thinking, what is this guy has nothing. He's just simply a troll, and he's trying to make trouble on the network. That's all right.
What time is your program Sunday?
It's 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time.
Okay, I look forward to hearing it. I'll definitely check in.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Biden's approval. I'm hearing numbers again. Another more tweaking of numbers again. I don't know what the true number is. Mike Rivero just said 48% today. I saw a 52. I haven't seen anything less than 52, and I think that's generous tweaking by the biased poll takers. But soon to arrive at a dyslexic 52, which would be 25%. I would not be surprised that he'll get close to 25, maybe even 22% before the first year is up, and he'll be on his way out. He just can't seem to handle the workload. Now, when we had 13 soldiers that died in this last suicide bombing here on the exiting of Afghanistan, that's a terrible thing. 13 lives were taken. They were just so close to leaving there, coming home to be with their families. So close. And I looked at the timing of that bombing. And I've seen this before. The timing of it could have been a false flag. It could have been something that the intelligence figured out. Yes, it's going to happen. And they didn't stop it. They simply allowed it to happen, because there's another agenda there. It's a little late because they've already pretty much pulled everybody out of there, but I do believe at some point in time they will re-enter Afghanistan, the Middle East. There's a reason why they left that stuff behind. So we'll have to wait and see. Phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, 512-248-8252. I'd like to hear what you've got to say. So the 52%, I think that's generous. That's very generous. With these illegals that are coming, I can't call them illegals. These are refugees. We just made a mess out of their country, and they're coming here, so they're not illegal. We brought them in. These are refugees, Afghan refugees. I don't know, 60, 70,000 already. And like I said, the screening process and how fast that's been gone through or not at all. On buses, on planes, all over the country, where they're going to set them up, pockets here. Boy, are you talking about the United States becoming a another melting pot? Culture issues here again, religion, culture, way of life, language. Oh my God, we're throwing some more on the fire here. Of don't we have enough? We got people in this country who can't speak the language, and now you're bringing another people here that can't speak the language, can't communicate. Well, you'll be really shocked when you find the government that starts handing over the free money, your free money, to the refugees to give them a nice start, and they'll be buying up your 7-Elevens, your Circle K's, and buying up your little small hotels, and you'll walk in going, geez, huh, I can't get free money. Oh, but I can apply for a small business loan. After they destroyed my business, they'll say they'll give you a small business loan at this percentage interest. You want to start over again? You want to do it again? Why? So you can ruin my business again? No, not going to happen. What else we talk about here? Mainstream media, our enemy. Always working on making another crisis. I love how they're planting the seed. Last couple days, they're planting new seeds that the Delta variant is going to have everybody running to the bathroom again. Yes, yes, yes. We are going to have another toilet paper shortage. They are planting the seeds. Yesterday, I went out looking around. It hasn't happened yet, but that just started in the media the other day. So let that catch up a little bit. People are going to start saying, I got to get more toilet paper. The sad part about it is you don't need it. I mean, they act like it's Delta, diarrhea, and then death, the three D's. And you better get some toilet paper. You don't want to die dirty. So here we go again with the toilet paper shortages. And the sad part about it is you and I will have to partake and buy toilet paper. Only because if we don't, there won't be any left. So we're sucked into this paranoia, this fear factor that we're all going to get the craps and die from Delta. Pretty sad, isn't it? What happened to America? Used to stand for something here. Character. Courage. And I look around, I see people with masks on. Just their eyes, their fear in their eyes. When they speak, you can't understand what they say. They mumble. I told my wife the other day, I'm going to start telling people that I talk to who have a mask on, I'm going to tell them to repeat themselves. I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying. Would you please repeat yourself? I'm sorry. I didn't understand again. Would you please repeat? I'm sorry. It's still not coming out. Would you please repeat yourself? To a point where they get so damn pissed off, either walk away or they rip the damn mask off, and then I can actually hear him say, I can hear him. Hey, you've got teeth. You can smile. It's nice to see you. Nice to see you again. Why don't you just ditch the mask? Why don't you just get rid of that thing? It's not protecting you anyway. So much information out here. So much information out here. And I just don't know why people are just still with the mask. Gotta have the mask on. Gotta have the mask on. I'm afraid. Amazing. Back to the phones. Bobby in Florida, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. I just
How
had
doing,
to call
Bobby?
You and tell. When I hear your voice sometimes, have you seen that movie Idiocracy? You sound just like the guy in that movie. The main character, the guy that goes back in time.
Oh,
I wonder if you
name?
Look like him.
I'm trying to remember what his name is.
I don't know his name, but you sound like that guy.
He was He was on Old School. The same guy was on Old School, right?
You know, I don't know. I've seen him in a few movies. I don't watch a lot of movies.
I can't remember his name. He's a major actor. I just can't remember. He's comedy. Yeah.
You sound just like him, and I picture
you
look like
him. So
is that
a compliment, or is that a bad thing?
Yeah, it's a compliment. It's a really good movie.
I'll
love that movie. It's a cult classic. I watch it every now and then just to watch it again because it seems like we've reached that
point. Mike is telling the boardroom here, Mike is telling me it's Luke Wilson. That's right, Luke Wilson.
Luke Wilson, okay.
Yeah, and he played on Old School also.
You sound a lot like him. You have the same kind of like mannerism. You know, what is you took water and got the plants to grow and all, and they were watering the plants with Gatorade.
Put a Gatorade on them. Got to put some Gatorade on that plant. Yeah,
well,
that was.
Anyway, I don't want to get off topic like you're saying with what's going on in the Middle East. Who knows what's going on there? But I found this crazy thing. I took my phone to go look up, you know, to do a Bluetooth, you know, to find Bluetooth, and I come up with all these numbers, and it's not.
I tell you what,
devices.
Bobby, hold that thought. Yeah. Commercial break. We'll come right back to you. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
That news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants, thanks to the renegades.
And we are back, National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in from John Stab Miller Day. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring this up. I was in a thrift store, and I was looking at a cheap pair of Bluetooth headphones, and I hit the search for Bluetooth, and I got all these numbers. I've never seen anything like that before. So, it didn't bother me. I come home, and I was looking on the Internet, and I saw this video, and this guy was saying that it's picking up numbers from people. I don't know. I mean, I haven't gone to the phone store yet, but I've noticed I've never seen numbers, like 12 digits will come up. So what I did an experiment. I live out in the country, kind of, and I've only got a few neighbors. So I wasn't picking anything up in my house. So I went next to their house, and I know they're vaccinated. My two neighbors behind me and my three neighbors that live across the street.
Sure.
A ways there. So I walked by their house. They were sleeping. Their phones were probably turned off, maybe. Well, I know the people behind me, they turned the phone off. But I picked up their numbers. I got numbers from something. I don't know what it's not showing a device.
Right.
So mine... So I let my girlfriend, she hooked her phone up to hook up with mine, and it showed the device, you know, the phone. It tells you it's a phone. I'm wondering if they're putting some kind of code in these shots or something. I don't know.
There was talk of that. There was talk about something about that. I don't know. I mean, early on, I kind of when people are saying magnets were sticking to the injection site, I said, well, the only way that could actually happen is if – later on finding about the graphene oxide, is that it would have to be pretty initially right after getting the vaccination, the shot itself, because in the muscle itself, it's going to be diffuse. It's going to get into the blood system, this central circulatory system here, in some time within a half an hour or so. So it's trapped in a muscle, and then it slowly escapes into the bloodstream. So if you were going to stick a magnet, it would have to be within at least 30 minutes, and then I'd say maybe I could believe it, but I did not find anybody who actually could verify that could happen, even though I saw it on YouTube, and then there were some hoaxes on YouTube saying, well, it was a hoax. We put some sticky stuff, and we just stuck the magnet to it. I mean, it looks like it sticks, and it's some kind of glue or something. So when you got hoaxers out there doing that kind of stuff, it kind of messes up everything, but then later on, finding out that initially, right after the shot, you could stick a magnet on some of these vaccines. I couldn't even remember which one yet, Pfizer or Moderna. So I guess that was true. We weren't all nutty, and so that's all I can answer on that one.
Right. I see it and with people doing it with meat and things like that. And then over in the UK, there was a report that they're putting that stuff in water. Then I watched this video of this girl named Polly, Magnificent Polly or something. She had a long video, and she had this documentation of they were doing experiments with magnets.
Amazing
with people
Polly.
And all.
Amazing Polly.
Yeah, and she had a really good, I try to save it, but I don't know what's going on. I mean, you don't know what to believe, because you're exactly right. I mean, I know I'm not taking a thing, but, and then the horse warmer, there's a little feed store in Plant City that sold out of it, and the guy, someone told him to quit putting it out, and somebody needs to go have a talk with that guy, because he quit putting it on the shelf. You know, I mean, it's helping people, you know. So that's another thing there, too. I tried to get some of it. I bought some of it online in case I do kind of get sick. But I'm telling people about
it. You're
going
to have to dilute it down. You're going to figure out how to dilute it down, because it's a pretty big dose. Hey, thanks for your call, Bobby.
All right.
I got to get going here.
Take it easy.
At the top of the hour here. Starting a new hour. Thanks for your call.
We must take America back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.